Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Ayan, at sa mga nagwo-work from home, nako, pakinggan po ninyo ito. Dahil makalipas ang 2 taon nang magbago ang pamumuhay ng paraan at pagtatrabaho ng mga tao dahil sa pandemya, marami na pong opisina at workplaces ang nagsasagawa ngayon ng hybrid na working model. So, ibig sabihin very flexible. Merong pwedeng pumasok, meron naman pwedeng sa bahay lang ginagawa yung trabaho. Dahil po sa work-life balance, mahabang biyahe at takot din po ng mga tao na mahawa sa COVID-19 or kahit sa flu, mas marami na daw Australians ngayon ang pinipiling magtrabaho sa bahay. Pero hindi lahat ay kayang makasabay dito, lalo na ang ilang mga negosyong nangangailangan ng mga customer at mga nag-aabang sa pagbabalik ng kanilang mga suki na nag-oopisina sa mga syudad. Narito po ang report na ating ibabahagi. Papasok ba sa opisina o magwo-work from home? Yan ang madalas na tanong ngayon ng mga manggagawa o empleyado habang unti-unti nang nanunumbalik ang mga CBD o Central Business District sa bansa. Para kay Darren Silverman, may-ari ng isang cafe na tinawag na Black Velvet Coffee sa Melbourne na itawid po ng kanilang negosyo ang mga nagdaang lockdown. Pero nagsisimula na rin bumawi sa kita ang kanilang negosyo.
Look, if we can survive that, I reckon we can survive just about anything. We're really thankful that we're still here. There's a lot of people that didn't make it, a lot of places that didn't make it. But look, we're under no illusions as to how tough it's going to be, but we're open, we're here, and we're trading, and it's going okay. There's still a pushback from certain industries in terms of workers in the city. A lot don't want to come back in. A lot have got reasons why they don't want to come back in. What we're finding is the ones that do come back to work or do come back to the office are really enjoying it. They come with the intention of being here for a day or two a week, and some of them got to 3, 4, 5 days a week. They just love being around people again. But there'll always be a pushback from some, and I think we're seeing that a fair bit.
Ayon sa kanya, kapansin-pansin ang pagiging tahimik pa rin ng maraming bahagi ng syudad lalo na kapag Lunes at Biyernes. So nakakaakit man para sa maraming manggagawa ang bagong paraan ng pagtatrabaho o itong hybrid na klase ng pagtatrabaho. Ayon naman sa Swinburne University of Technology Associate Professor of Management na si John Hopkins, ito ang pinipiling konsepto ng mga empleyadong ayaw nang bumalik sa opisina araw-araw.
Hybrid work is the ability to have some level of flexibility over where you work, so the location you work. But when you give workers a level of flexibility over where they work and also when they work, so some flexibility over times, like when they start, when they finish, and when they have breaks, that does tend to have a strong correlation with increases in productivity.
Pero ang ganitong klase ng pagtatrabaho ay hindi para sa lahat. Nagsagawa ng survey ang Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry sa 88 CBD businesses. Ang resulta, mas gusto pa rin ang mga office staff na magkaroon ng araw na nasa bahay para magtrabaho. Ayon pa sa survey, 14% ang hindi pa rin nakikita ang kanilang opisina o hindi pa talaga bumabalik sa kanilang mga offices mula noong nag-lockdown. 42% naman ng empleyado ngayon ang pumapasok na lang sa opisina ng 1 o 2 beses sa isang linggo. 25% ang pumapasok pa rin ng 3 hanggang 4 na araw sa kanilang mga opisina. At tanging 19% lang ang buong linggo o yung tuluyan ng bumalik sa kanilang lugar trabaho. At 70% naman ng mga employer ang hindi na umaasa na babalik pa ang lahat ng kanilang mga empleyado sa opisina. Ayon kay Paul Guerra, Chief Executive Officer ng Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, mas mahalaga sa mga tao ngayon na nag-work from home ang pagpapanatili ng kanilang work-life balance, pagtitipid sa pamasahe at fuel, pati na rin ang pag-iwas na mahawa sa mga sakit.
When we asked respondents what was the main reason for not returning to the office, 34% are saying they want that work-life balance. 29% are saying it's the length of the commute. They don't want to spend that much time in a commute, be it public transport or be it cars or be it riding. And then there's 15% are saying they're still fearful of contacting COVID. So they're trying to do their best to stay out of harm's way. We also know as we come into winter, we haven't had a flu season here for a couple of years now. So with the early signs that it's going to be a difficult flu season. So I think people are saying, well, we've been able to work effectively at home. We're happy to come back in, and the survey shows that, but we don't necessarily want to come back in full time.
At kahit na magandang pakinggan na tila nasa makabagong panahon na tayo ng pagtatrabaho, giit naman ang kritiko at dating Prime Minister na si Julia Gillard na hindi rin ito nakakabuti para sa ibang kababaihan. Narito ang kanyang pahayag sa Global Institute for Women's Leadership sa Australian National University.
But I do think, given we know that domestic and caring labour is not equitably distributed, that there's a risk that if nothing else changes in 5 years' time, what we'll see is a pattern where women have chosen, particularly women in the family formation stage, have chosen disproportionately to work at home. Men have been much more regular attenders at the office, and that very visibility, if nothing else changes, will show in who is being considered for promotion, who's being considered for sponsorship, mentorship, who's being put on the best of the training opportunities, because the women will be kind of invisible behind the screen.
Sang-ayon dito si Emma Walsh, ang Chief Executive Officer ng Parents at Work. Anya, ang Australia ay isa sa mga bansang may pinakamaraming part-time workforces sa mundo, kung saan pinakadehado naman ang mga kababaihan.
Because there's real expectation here that it largely will be women that pick up those caring responsibilities and have to really balance that with work and home life. So now bring in a pandemic and a post-pandemic world where we're seeing obviously so many more people live and, well, I was going to say work from home, but it's sort of live at work from home, isn't it? It's just this new way that the boundaries are really, really blurred.
Tinawag niya rin itong job creep, kung saan hindi na namamalayan ng isang tao na nagagamit na niya ang oras sa tahanan para sa trabaho.
And it creeps into our homes in ways that we don't always see it invading. And it's that last minute, you know, oh, just do that email before I clock off tonight, and it might already be 10 o'clock at night, because it's there and there is an expectation in a way that will always be, you know, available. Because, you know, the technology is there, isn't it?
Paliwanag naman ni Victorian Chambers Paul Guerra na may pakinabang o ang mga pakinabang ng pagtatrabaho sa loob ng bahay ay industry-specific o nakadepende rin sa uri ng iyong pinapasukan.
Yeah, we know this was one of the things that everybody was grappling with before COVID. How do we get that work-life balance right? Through COVID, we're probably at home more than what all of us wanted to, but we learned we could actually work from home. So now what we've got coming out of COVID is an environment where we should take the best of what we've learned through COVID and marry it to what we know we need from both an individual and a business need coming out of COVID.
At para naman sa mga katulad ng negosyanteng si Darren Silverman, malinaw para sa kanya ang pag-asa na sana ay bumalik na ang mga tao sa kanilang opisina para sa kanila ring negosyo at ang kanilang mga customer na kanilang maseserbisyuhan.
Come back to work. That's it. It's great. The city's buzzing again, which is great, but we need more people.
At yan po ang binuong ulat ni Hannah Kwon at Sean Wells para sa SBS News na isinali natin sa ating wika.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.